This is an exciting project taking place right here in the Northland. I have often thought that this would be a wonderful community in which to stage some kind of a big TV show, house fixer-upper show, because we have a lot of houses that need to be fixed up, and we have a lot of houses that are maybe past that point. Victor Krause joins us this morning. He's with NRRI, and they've got this fascinating new initiative that they're giving a shot to see what happens. It's an alternative to demolition. Victor Krause joins us in the studios this morning. Victor, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lisa.
So this is a deconstruction project. Now, people may already be familiar with the idea of trying to salvage things as you tear down a house or as you do construction on a house or, you know, remodeling on a house, because that's where Habitat's Restore gets a lot of their stuff.
Right.
You know, they go in and they'll take out the cabinets and they'll take out things that could possibly be reused. But this is something different. Tell us a little bit about this. This is fascinating.
Yeah, this is I think you could compare it more to building demolition, where the house has found the end of its useful life, and it's either a homeowner wants to remodel completely, or like we are dealing with here, St. Louis County is trying to put these properties back on the market, and so building deconstruction is the more systematic, careful method of dismantling the house in reverse, essentially, as it was built, to harvest the materials from the building itself, including as well as the cabinetry and the moldings and trim work that are on the inside, but also including things like the framing members, the 2x4s and the 2x6s that make up the framework of the house. Oftentimes, some brick, depending on the type of brick, can be harvested as well and sold for people to reuse for multiple projects. But those are the kind of things that we're trying to help do.
One of the really cool things about this project, I'm saying really cool a lot, I feel like I'm in seventh grade suddenly. One of the things that I love but most about this project is sometimes when you've got contractors coming in and they're doing some remodeling work, it costs extra for them to take the extra time to carefully remove cabinets and carefully remove stuff. It's a lot easier, Obviously, to just go in with a sledgehammer and start busting stuff up. But the idea behind this project is actually employing people and making it a part and making it the job to go in and carefully, as you say, dismantle the house, build it in reverse. And, of course, anything that creates additional jobs is something that, in this part of the world, we need to be taking a second look at.
That's right. Yeah. Our partnership is actually with two companies, one, Better Futures Minnesota, which is located in Minneapolis, and the Northwest Indian CDC. Their group is called Miigwech Aki. And both groups focus on employing people that are difficult to employ, people that don't have a whole lot of experience in the workforce, and really people that are looking to turn their lives around in one way or another. And, you know, I mean, they are getting a second chance at life just like the materials that they're harvesting from these buildings is.
And that the programs that we have and have had in this community that help people do that are so important, because time and again we hear from people who say perhaps they were incarcerated and they say, you know, I paid my debt. Now I'm trying to find work. You know, I've got this on my record and nobody wants to give me a chance.
Right. Yeah. Minneapolis, the Minneapolis-based group, Better Futures Minnesota, actually focuses on that segment of the population, focusing generally on Black African-American men who've been incarcerated and are looking at that second chance. They give them a job. They give them a mentorship. They give them a lot of training. The nice thing about the training is it focuses on the field of construction. So a lot of these folks become employable by the construction industry after they get done working for Better Futures for a period of time.
Well, not only that, of course, you make contact. You get to know, you know, people through mentors, and you get to be able to start networking. Imagine what it would be like to be looking for work when you don't know anyone, you don't even know who to talk to or who might be able to tell you about job openings or who might be able to say a word to the supervisor, hey, I worked with this guy or this gal, and right. she's, you know, they're fantastic.
Yeah, so, yeah, and both of these organizations really have a lot of connections like that and
so
are able to do that.
You've got these properties here in St. Louis County, four or five, is that right?
Right, we're working on four. Currently, there are two that are pretty close to being complete. Another one that, and those are both in the city of Duluth. We have another one in the city of Duluth that is going to be a partial, just because some of the safety concerns with doing a full deconstruction and the close proximity to some of the neighbors that are right there. So we decided as a group that it would be better to just do a partial deconstruction on that one, which is more of a salvage, you know, salvage operation. You know, try to get out as much as you can without
falling through anything.
Right, yeah, without removing the structural integrity of the property.
Right. Now, what's going to happen when you say that a couple of these projects are complete? What's going to are we talking about there's no house there anymore at all? There's no building there at all? Or just the framework of the buildings there? Or what have you done with the buildings that are done?
So right now in Duluth, there's two properties that have been completely deconstructed down to the foundation.
Okay, so the foundation is there, but everything else is gone.
Right. The wood, all of the wood, all of the outside structure has been taken down. The framing has all been removed. The flooring has all been removed. Everything is left. The only thing that's left there is essentially either a slab on the ground,
right,
or the basement with a little bit of debris that the contractor that we have working with our group comes in to remove the foundations or the slabs or whatever the concrete.
Oh, so they're going to take the concrete out too. So it's going to be like this little pristine piece of land.
Correct.
That somebody could come in and either build a house on or make a tiny little pop-up park.
Yeah, exactly.
One block wide.
Yep,
I think that
exactly.
Or one house wide. I think that would be a cool idea. So this has got to be, but especially because the concrete work's already been done. You know, one of the things I talk about the expense of building in Duluth is that you've got to blast a hole in the rock. Well, it's already kind of been dealt with in some of these cases.
Right. And when the contractor is finished completely, they're going to fill that hole over, then that becomes a new lot in the city of Duluth or in St. Louis County for somebody to potentially buy as a building site.
Fantastic. Well, this is an exciting project, and so it's kind of a trial basis. You're working with St. Louis County on kind of a trial basis. When is the next sit down where you talk to them and say, well, you know, what do you think? How did it go? Can we do this some more?
Right. I think we've got we're working on the one property left in Duluth here on Vernon Street in West Duluth, and then after that, the crew will be moving up to Chisholm for another property up in Chisholm. And once those are all completed, I think then the county will take some time to figure out how things went for them, how things went for us, what things maybe we can improve upon as we move forward. And then I would assume sometime maybe in the summer or early fall, we'll be talking with them again to look at perhaps the next list of buildings that's available.
The other thing that, again, seems to be part of the whole part of this, the whole project seems to just fill so many different needs. And with so many artists and artisans in this community, a lot of people, you said, are looking for this old wood, especially wood that was cut and manufactured and used differently back in the day when these houses were brand new.
Yeah, right. A lot of these buildings that we are, you know, a couple of them that have some newer materials because of remodeling, but a lot of the building structures are, you know, pre-1940. And pre-1940, a lot of the framing on buildings was done with rough sawn lumber. So your modern lumber, which, you know, you say a 2x4, which is actually 3.5 inches, this material is actually very close to 2 inches by 4 inches and has the rough sawn outside. And it's, you know, has a lot of patina after sitting for nearly 100 years in some cases for some of these structures. But this material is quite valuable. If you look in parts of the country that deconstruction has taken a pretty good foothold, that is the most valuable material. A lot of companies that do deconstruction only focus on trying to take those old buildings down. And at the NRI, one of the things that we are trying to focus on, like a lot of our other groups at NRI are, is taking these streams of material that, you know, some folks consider a waste stream because a lot of times it just goes to the landfill.
Right.
But we're focusing on helping to try to figure out what can these things be used for outside of what it's originally was intended to be used for. So some of the lumber, we've done training classes with both organizations that we work with, Better Futures and the Northwest Indian CDC, to train their workers how to build a couple of different types of benches that then they can sell, and that upvalues the material that they've harvested from, instead of just selling it as a 2x4, now they can sell it as a bench that has a little bit of labor included.
And some character, right, and a story.
Right, and a great story to go with it. Not only the story of the material and where it was harvested from, but also the material of the lives of the people that they're helping to change.
One final question. Of course, housing is such a big issue in this community. And in a sense, we're not really taking housing out of the market because these houses are perhaps in no shape for human beings to be living. But that doesn't mean that human beings aren't trying to live there because they can't find any place else perhaps to live. So is there some thought with the NRRI or is in your partnership with the county about, could we try to find a way to do a fixer-upper, you know, project on some of these properties? Or how could we maybe expand this project? Or just the housing need is there. Is there any way we can address it? Are those conversations happening?
You know, I don't think that that's part of this project. Part of this project is really to help to remove what you had said before, those houses that are really not habitable anymore. And because they become a danger to people, really. Some of the floors may have some rotted spots or some weak spots, and that becomes dangerous for people going in and out. So really we're focusing on harvesting the material and kind of keeping it out of the landfill. That's our
right.
biggest goal.
Victor, this is a wonderful project. Thank you so much for taking some time to tell us more about it. And we're going to tap the NRRI and get some pictures because, of course, I'm just dying to see what some of these places look like and the stacks of materials. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Victor Krause of the NRRI this morning joins us to talk about an initiative that's ongoing with St. Louis County. It's a pilot project to talk deconstruction instead of demolition.